The upcoming lecture, Almighty Intelligence, Harnessing the Power of the Human Mind with Artificial Intelligence, will be a dynamic and informative session that will explore the incredible potential of the human mind and how it can be amplified through the use of artificial intelligence. During the lecture, attendees will learn about the latest research and advancements in artificial intelligence and how it can be used to enhance cognitive abilities, increase productivity, and improve decision-making. We will also discuss the ethical considerations and potential challenges of integrating artificial intelligence into our daily lives. The lecture will be presented in a clear and engaging manner using a combination of multimedia presentations, interactive activities, and real-world examples to illustrate key concepts. Attendees will have the opportunity to ask questions, share their own experiences, and participate in group discussions. The lecture will be suitable for anyone interested in the intersection of human intelligence and artificial intelligence, including professionals, students, and anyone interested in enhancing their cognitive abilities. At the end of the lecture, attendees will leave with a better understanding of the power of the human mind and how artificial intelligence can be used to enhance it.
Okay, so the food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Found out the hacks, put it in the rap. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Hey, facts. We in your city, pull up where we at.
Facts though, I talk factos. That's Jay Babe, I go Astro. Floating focused on my cash flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a real floater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winners, I'm bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like Blanco. Only pope we acknowledge, your nigga is Palo.
At these events, I'm a guard to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in a drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo.
The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. Found out the hacks, put it in the rap. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Facts, facts. We in your city, pull up where we at.
Started in Richmond, art in my district. Heart of the mystics, parted for biscuits. Father the isfits, martyr the misfits. God is my witness, God on my hate list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the riches. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, start of my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for check, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres on acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts.
Okay. Yeah. The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, facts.
Found out the hacks, put it in the rap.
Facts, facts.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Hey, facts, facts.
We in your city, pull up where we at.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Facts Anthem featuring Sauce God, Serbe, Pope Pablo, and the Red Pillar, in the red pillar. Yo, all my music niggas out there, give me a ballpark number. How much money you think is that's gonna take to blow that song? Right? How what you think I should put behind, or what do you think we should put behind that song to pop that off? Because that right there needs to be heard around the world. Music is timeless. You dig? Music, good classics is timeless. You dig? You feel me? Don't talk black to me, right? Like, there's no such thing as, you put that out last year. No, listen, we live in a new day and age in the streaming era that we're in. People discover new music every day. Music, you could repurpose music that you made 10, 20, 40, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. What are you talking about? And you could repackage it. You could go, you know, you could do what you need to do, because I don't put anything like platinum or any of these symbols behind good music. I'm not caught up in that clout chasing, stupid ass number chasing, and your first week sales determine if you successful in life or not. I'm not on that wave. I'm on classic music wave. If your music is timeless, if your music aged well, if it sounds better now than it did when I first heard it, then man, I'm rolling with you. You don't got to worry about me. I listen to some of the old rapper mixtapes. Fire. The clues. Fire. I promise you, they was talking about early Nas and Wu and all of that golden era. They was talking about a lot of the stuff that you see. Bobby Digital, bro. Cool Keith and all of them. Like the Afro, they don't get enough props. But yeah, what's the bag? What y'all think we should put on that to make that song do what it does? And I need y'all to get where's the TikToks for that song? I need some TikToks. You know what I'm talking about? We live in a TikTok era. You know, 100 bands. So you can hear everywhere in that. 100 Banningtons. Yeah, that's 100 bands. That shit'll really go. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna hold you. Another person said 100. Oh, you said it again. Allah, Allah. Yeah, that'll go. At least 230. At least 230. And to be honest with you, you know, you got to ask yourself, what is it worth sometimes, right? If you could put 230, like how you put down on a house or whatnot, some real estate that actually appreciates, right? Allegedly, right? The majority of them appreciate in a volatile market. But if you put 230 on something like a song, which is called intellectual property, which has residuals forever, right? And you put 230 on something and you make, and that 230 turn that shit into a hit, you know what I mean? A smash. Let's not talk about number one on the charts. You talking about a song that will definitely releases, especially if your paperwork and everything is correct. You know, don't be independent, my ninja. Or what about putting 230 on a film and go platinum on Tubi? You know what I'm saying? Or what about putting 230, you know, on digital assets and whatnot? It's like I said, find a plug that could put it as a soundtrack to a relevant movie. That is a super duper fact. And the fact that I'm in Atlanta, I'm in the A, I'm in Black Hollywood, that in it of itself should be a layup. You feel me? The key is to definitely get your music on these streaming platforms and these shows and whatnot. So catalog is very important. Catalog is very important. Catalog is very important. If you can, if you're an artist and whatnot, especially where we at right now in these day and ages where, you know, sooner or later, the people, you're not going to be able to distinguish an artist if they're human or if they're an AI and whatnot. Things are definitely about to change. You know, things that they're going to do to music what they did to art with the diffusion models and whatnot. Things are definitely about to change. You dig? Henceforth, why I saw a lot of artists over the past 2 years dumping their catalog. And now it makes sense. You feel me? Now it makes sense. Do we have any mods in the building? Because if we don't have any mods in the building, I'm going to have to become the mod myself. But in today's climate, 230 racks, you can make the equivalent of what somebody had to pay about $1 million or maybe a few million dollars to make a quality movie just 2 years ago. You know what I'm talking about? With 230 put properly, especially with the AI tools that are out right now, especially with the fact that you can outsource a gang of things, you dig? You could make a blockbuster movie at 230 right now. So I'm going to keep saying it. I'm not just going to keep saying it. You're going to keep seeing it. You know what I mean? I'll say it once and then you'll just see it. You know what I'm saying? The great divine speaks through signs. So I'm like, yo, this shit about to take over. And it's taking over and you're seeing it taking over. And it's like, are you taking over with it? Or is it taking over, you know, your perception of where you're at in relations to it? Justin Bieber was the latest one to dump the catalog for the big bagging tin, right? This time next year, the AI is going to disrupt the music industry to such a degree as to where catalogs are not going to be worth to what they may have been worth before it came and disrupted. Henceforth, why a lot of the top artists who are in the know are being put on by who? By their business advisors and other people who are in the know. And they're like, listen, it may behoove of you to dump this catalog right now, because in a minute, they're going to have this technology to where people can sound just like you. They could copy your algorithm. They'll be making songs and whatnot, and nobody will be able to tell who is who. And then your catalog or the worth of your catalog will either skyrocket or it would become compromised and whatnot. I'm saying that's not the only reason why they're going on a buying spree, but it definitely has something to do with the artist being hipped to what's around the corner, and it has to do with artificial intelligence and whatnot. So yeah, Justin Bieber, Lil Wayne dumped his catalog, you know, a lot of these artists. But catalog is key, you know, catalog is key. Once again, if you're an artist out here, I would say go hard and produce, create content, especially original content that, you know, stands out and is not auto-generated and whatnot, because it's the same thing like when, you know, we walk through the jabbing tent or the plandemic together and whatnot. People say, you know, told a lot, you know, hold off. Don't go ahead and jump out the window and get the jabberwocky and whatnot. And it's going to add, you know, the more you hold back, the more resistance, right? The more you hold back, the stronger you become. It's called resistance. The more you resist, the more power you gain. You dig? Virtual shows too? Yeah, virtual shows lit. Virtual shows is lit. That's going to be something too. So yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But welcome to the show tonight, everybody. This is definitely one of those late night things. I'm sure I'm talking to a lot of people on the West Coast. Shout out to the people on the East Side. on this beautiful Friday, you know, God, you know, TGIF and all of these other fly things. I hope somebody is running across this video right now and you are surfing on the web with, you know, trying to find something to get into, and now you stumbled on this. And I was looking at something earlier today. I was like, yo, I don't think that the LA people really be taking full advantage, because between the hours of 3 a.m. LA time, that's 6 a.m. our time, you would think that y'all would have like a live show at 3 a.m. from like 3 to 6, which would be from 6 to 9 on New York time. Yeah, Hypnosis been snatching up a lot of people's shit, bro. They've been snatching up a lot of people's shit. And also, keep in mind, catalogs are being snatched up and catalogs are being destroyed at the same time. They had a fire at the Capitol building that destroyed all kind of masters and whatnot. They say that's the day that music died. You could look that up. Go talk to ChatGPT. He'll find it for you. You know what I'm talking about? You know, so as an artist, you know, I know that it's very enticing and whatnot. They'll come and they'll dangle all kind of carrots. But, you know, from observation, you should know that holding on to your masters and holding on to your catalog is of high importance. You know, just continue to create. Be a legend. When you're a legend, just being who you are, your music and your artwork and whatnot, it will always maintain a value, and it will increase in value when you're not here. So you make sure that you create art and you put it in your children's name, or you put in your trust and whatnot. You make sure that you use that shit as a vehicle, because you know that you're not going to decrease in value. You're only going to increase in value. This is about value arbitrage. This is not about making somebody else rich. This is not about letting somebody leech off of you, off of an old paradigm that you know don't work, and that you could look at and you could tell that everybody that's involved in that shit is miserable, and you trying to throw yourself into that burning house. It's not about that. It's about picking up the tools that are being thrown at you at this point. It's about being innovative and not waiting for somebody to do some shit for you, doing it for yourself. It's about being, you know, as innovative as we were when we were popping the trunk, as innovative as we were when we were burning the CDs and going hand to hand, as innovative as we were when we were making mixtapes and whatnot and becoming millionaires off of that. You know, we can maintain that same, you know, tradition and whatnot and be highly innovative in this highly innovative time that we're in, called the quote unquote digital evolution, right? Where you could be putting up all kind of motherfucking points on the board. All you have to have is almighty intelligence. You have to be able to see this shit, not just only from a bird's eye view, but from an eagle eye view, from high up, from a hawk's eye view, from a falcon eye view. Hold on. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you gotta make that quantum leap. And it's not a fake quantum leap, and it's not a technological quantum. You can't quantum leap through your devices. It's a quantum leap of the mind and whatnot. Of course, it doesn't have to. You know, it could occur in the spirit, but yeah, it takes place in the mind. Get your fucking mind right. You feel me? Get your mind right. You are now in the time space continuum where you could project into the future almost 1,000 years. You know what I'm talking about? If you dare to look that far. But we live in a day and time where people are having conversations, not necessarily about yesterday all day. They're having conversations about tomorrow, the future and whatnot. We're in February and I'm following the tradition that was brought forth. It was brought to my attention, I believe, by Kanye West when he was pushing for Black Future Month. So, you know, in that same light, that's what I'm stepping into, Black Future Month. You understand? I'm going to stand on that. You know, I'm going to stand on Black Future Month. And I also represent Black History Month because I'm a history teacher. I've been doing that for a minute. But now I want to step into the future as an Afrofuturist, and I want to bring the people a vision of what the future is going to look like through the month of February. You dig? So there's going to be a few rollouts. One of the first rollouts that I'm going to be sharing with the family that'll be dealing with projecting us into the future is When in Rome Part 3, the morphology, featuring me and Blue Pillar. You dig? It's going to be the third installment of the series that we started all the way back in 2015 and whatnot. And we're going to, you know, show you beyond reasonable doubt, you know what I'm talking about, how a lot of the things that are going on the political and on the religious stage, on a global stage, that is, you feel me, on a global stage, how things are moving, how the spirit is moving things and whatnot at a feverish quantum pace. So me and Blue will be in the building on the 13th, the 44th day, and we'll be laying that out. And then the next day, I will be revealing, or I will be dropping a course that I'm working on called 40 AIs in a Mule, all right? And that is going to be a course. It is going to be a toolbox that our family can use to put them into a place where they have the solutions that they need to get anything that they want, anything that they can envision, whatever it is that they have in their quote-unquote, in their mind's eye, okay? 40 AI in a Mule, all right? It's a unique entrepreneur program that empowers individuals to develop 40 diverse income streams. This course leverages the power of artificial intelligence and its various applications to help students create sustainable and scalable businesses with a focus on innovation and creativity. This program offers a comprehensive curriculum that covers the basis of AI and its practical applications in the entrepreneur world.
To this day,
bang, 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 bang,
bang. Dom DeMarco.
All right, so that right there is going to be available on Valentine's Day. And that would be a course. You could sign up for that course right now on ktluniversity.com. All right. This one right here is going to be, this shit right here is going to be, oh man, this is a life changer right here. Let me tell you. And the reason why I call it 40 AIs in a Mule is because in Black History Month, they want us to focus on 40 acres in a mule, something that we haven't gotten to this day. Right. And people don't even make that something that they aim for anymore because it was always attainable. However, instead of waiting for somebody to give us something that was promised to us damn near hundreds of years ago and we haven't received it yet, we still have our hands out. I decided to put together a solution to whereas the tools that you need to put you into any position that you want to be in are available right now. Okay. The only thing that you have to do is put it together the right way, and then you'll have whatever that you're looking for. Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about? 40 AIs in a Mule, y'all. And I'll be doing more free masterclasses leading up to it, and I'm going to be giving out a lot of value, and I'm going to give people what it is that they need to help them get ahead in this race that we're in right now, because make no mistake about it, and it's not me saying it, has nothing to do with me. This is not personal. This is not even ego and whatnot. There's a race taking place, right? And it's not to put fear in anybody's heart, but there's a race taking place right now. And, you know, you could be a part of that race rather than being on the sidelines watching the race running, taking place, commencing and whatnot. And who are you, the water boy and whatnot? Nah, lace them up. Let's get on that track and whatnot, and let's get in that race. You dig what? It's a quantum race. You feel me? We're the masters of the quantum realms. We are Kang the Conqueror. Kang is us. You dig what I'm saying? Quantum Mania. We're the masters of that realm, though. You know what I'm talking about? The quantum realm, that's us. So it's really imperative that those who are equipped, right? Only for those that are equipped. It's not for everybody. And that's okay. I promise you, that is okay. That is okay. It's not for everybody. You feel me? But it's for those who are ready for it. I need y'all to pull up, and I need y'all not just pull up to get the 40 AIs and a mule and whatnot. I need y'all to pull up before we even get to that. I need y'all to be here for the buildup and whatnot when I'm giving out this information and when I'm giving out this value for free to this community, and I'm giving them tools and whatnot so they could work their thing. You feel me? So they could work their thing. There's some basic fundamentals, there's some higher, you know, there's some shit that's beyond beginner's level. But that means, you know, we'll be able to decipher who's ready for what. And this is definitely the time, if there were any time before this, this is definitely time for the tribe to get together. You should find no reason to not work as a unit. And I'm not talking about laying up with each other, moving in with each other, kumbayaing with each other. I'm not talking about pledging allegiance to each other, calling each other all of these lofty titles. No, I'm not inferring any of that. I'm not talking about blind adherence to anyone either. But what I am talking about is a purpose that everybody can agree on and could collectively move toward. You feel me? Where everyone is incentivized. There's a whole bunch of people around the world that work together, and they create killer apps, and they create these unicorn companies, and they create these startups, and they do big things and whatnot. Sometimes they can't even stand each other, but they do it in the name of business, and then they do it in the name of legacy, and then they do it in the name of winning the motherfucking W. That's what they do it in the name of. So I am not here to preach and reach. You know what I mean? I'm not reaching through the screen, preaching to nobody. I said what I had to say years ago, and I keep saying it, and I'm good at this point. I echo some sentiments, but I'm too busy building. I'm too busy learning. I'm too busy working. I'm too busy answering the phone and getting propositions to get a bag and whatnot to even worrying about, continuing to throw pearls. I'm pitching pearls. You should call me Pearl from 227. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm good on that. But I hope that those who can receive, received. And never say that I never gave. You know what I mean? Relentlessly, religiously. You dig? Don't ever say that I never gave. You dig what I'm saying? Because I got the receipts. But yeah, we turning up. You feel me? We turning up, and it's time to turn up. And I wish those who it's meant for will come and get it. Shout out to my Patreon community. You feel me? My Patreon community is growing robustly. You dig what I'm saying? And they're being fed. They're getting value and whatnot. I'm feeding a community, and it feels good. I'm in the ghost kitchen, my nigga. I'm just uploading plates after plates after plates after plates. I might as well work for Uber Eats, my nigga.
I'm giving them plates after plates after motherfucking plates. DoorDash. Face DoorDash.
Nah, dead ass. DoorDash. You know what I'm talking about? DoorDash. You know. They said feed the people, so I've been feeding them a lot of information. I've been adding a lot of value on my Patreon. I 10x what I was doing before on Patreon, I would say, because I wasn't as active as I am right now. And I'm even going to reach out to all of my older Patreons and start giving them some type of bonuses and whatnot and discounts and just making sure that they, you know, that they feel appreciated. Because they, you know, support is important. You know, support is important. You know what I'm saying? But the Patreons, yeah, y'all getting fed. And I'm going to be going live more on the Patreon, especially since IG is always playing super duper FBI. I mean, y'all have no idea the type of games they be playing, bro. Y'all have no idea. Yeah, niggas be acting like, whew, y'all don't, they play a dirty game over there, bro. I shit you not. But yeah, this is an interesting month. We got Phoenix. You know, they got the Super Bowl and they got the Gym Show movie. You know what I'm talking about? You know that's a movie. You know your boys gotta be out there. I'm going out there with a few bags and whatnot because I gotta get those crystals. You know, it's gonna be a movie. I'm just gonna go live out there. I ain't even gonna talk. I'm gonna just go live and I'm gonna say, yo, you know, this would be another match my stack session. We did this before. I'm gonna show y'all about four or five bands and we'll just match that because I wanna come home with boxes and boxes, pallets of stones. We were out there last year and we went live and we showed the people the wealth of what was available and whatnot. So we're gonna be back this year again. We're gonna be doing some pop-ups as well because we will have merch and we will have, we will be bringing some artwork, some original artwork. We're gonna bring some merch and we also gonna bring some music, which is also artwork. You dig? But I got a lot of people based off of my analytics and the roll calls that we do. The West Coast, Arizona audience is out there deep and whatnot. I met some beautiful families out there when I was out there last year. Shout out to brother Tony and his wife and their beautiful family. You know, yeah. So, yeah, look out for that. That'll be coming up. Me and Blue Pill, of course, have Winning Rome 3. 40 AIs in a mule is dropping on the 14th. And we got some other things. I just got booked for the 27th of February to speak at the State Farms Arena. I'm going to be teaching AI to about 300 to 500 children and whatnot. Yeah, clap that up. Yeah, I've been lit since I got that certificate. Your mind been lit, bro. Mind been lit. I've been lit. You know. So yeah, I'll be teaching some children, and that's definitely something that I put out to the universe, and it's giving back. You know what I mean? The universe is giving. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I can say. Let me share something. Let me get on my platform real quick. Let me get on my soapbox. You know, I'm not super religious. You know, I don't put on the holy flock like Pope Pablo and whatnot. But, you know, on some spiritual shit, and I'm not the most spiritual person on the planet. I won't say that, you know, the trees know me for hugging them, but, you know, I'm not the most spiritual, you know, I'm not taking as many spiritual baths as I need to. But what I can say and what I do know, right? Are y'all still getting the AI class with Winning Rome 3? Yeah, I'm going to definitely. Yeah, I'll extend that. I'll extend that. So for the people that are getting, thank you for asking that. For the people who get Winning Rome 3, I'm going to give you the class that I just did on AI for the free 99 for the elbow. This class right here, right? This is not the free one. No, this is the one I did, right? Almighty Intelligence, fire, 4 hours and change, a lot of information. Definitely will on everybody that's seen that, y'all should be onboarded and y'all should be ready for the next phase when I take y'all to different apps and whatnot and I show y'all the different use cases for multiple AI tools. Remember, it's not people talking about ChatGPT. That was back when I did it on Rich in November. That was late November. I talked about that. You feel me? Or maybe early December. You dig? But that was lit back then. We in February. There's hundreds of other apps past that. So if that's all you heard, that's all you talking about, or that's if that's all they in the barbershop chatting about, or if that's the only thing that you know about, then you only know about 1% of what's going on right now. You only know about 1%. That's dead ass. Great lecture. Bolton, matter of fact, anybody else that's on there that was there in the class for the lecture, this is the email right here on the scroll. You see the scroll underneath, the red scroll? That's the mark125th at Gmail. Send me, right? I need you to, if you could send me like a small review, you know, I just need a little testimonial. I just need some testimonial. Send me that, and I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you a gift and whatnot. I'll gift you. Anybody else who was a part of the class and whatnot, if you send something, I'll send something to you. One hand wash the other. I'm about giving back. I want to definitely make y'all feel that you appreciate it when you, you know, when you do that. You know what I mean? I got you. But yeah. It's on and popping like popcorn, you know? It's on and popping like popcorn. So that's what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say was, when you want to manifest something, you're going to have to give up something, right, in order to get something. It's up to you as to what you give up. But I would suggest that usually you give up what would be considered a vice, something that's rotting you, something that you might not have a lot of control over. You got to fight that in the public arena. You got to wrestle with those demons. You got to fight that urge. You got to resist that urge while manifesting or staying in alignment to your cause. You can't have it both ways. Take it from an OG. The power is in the resistance. Think about that. Because when you give up, you lose your power. The power is trapped in the resistance. That's what you find when you go to the gym. The power is in the resistance. So when you resist something on this earthly planes, which would be earthly desires, right? Yo, run out and spend all your money in the club, throw that shit in the air and whatnot. Yo, you know, fornicate. Yo, get drunk. Yo, sniff some coke. Yo, you know, just do whatever you do to self-depreciate or to self-sabotage, right? Or to chip away at, you know, at what's being created and whatnot. Always going with what's easy versus what going with what is not easy, what is considered to be hard, right? Resisting, fighting, right? That's what the power is. So I'm just saying that to say, for those that are out there having issues with manifesting and bringing things into fruition, you have to figure out what it is that you're not sacrificing or giving up in order to receive what it is that you are, you know, deserving of, right? What are you deserving of? Because the universe is supposed to work, you know, for you the same way that it works for the next man or the next woman, you know? The power's in the resistance, you know? So the more you stay focused, the more you stay laser focused, the more you stay with your tunnel vision, right? The more you continue to dig and the more you continue to just search and seek for the answers, they'll find a way of finding you. Peace to God. Peace to Jefferson in the building. They'll find a way of finding you. You know what I mean? So that's just one of those words that I just wanted to share. Maybe it might catch somebody, you know, that needed to catch that. But yeah, who knows the story about the situation in Detroit with the three rappers that they found that were missing for like 2 or 3 weeks in an abandoned apartment. This is the D. Huh? Anybody know about that? Not to just switch the energy up like that, but Yeah. Anybody know about that story? I wanted to get some insight into that before I even spoke on it. Arrested a 15-year-old. What? What you talking about? With that situation? Yeah, they were supposed to perform and the show got canceled. They got lined up. Let me find out. Two weeks, right? Crazy. They was in the trap house. The God Hot playlist is not on YouTube. It's on Spotify. Let me go ahead and give y'all the link for that. I need everybody that's on the show right now. This won't take but 1 minute. I need y'all to go to my playlist called God Hot 23. It's 118 songs, which is 7 hours long. God Hot music, right? A dope playlist. You get to hear Red and Blue Pill music that you probably never heard before. You get to hear Cambada. You get to discover new artists that you probably never heard before. Illuminati Congo is up there. Lizzie Jeff is up there. Yeah, The brothers in the video. Yeah, I'm going to do some research on that Detroit story. Let's see what I come up with. Yeah, the China spy balloon, China's balloon over Montana. Right? Yeah, that's going to be... That's a major provocation right there. Over Billings, Montana. It flew over Alaska's through Canada. Fuck around the way that they own most of America. They probably can't even shoot that shit down. That's them looking at their land or something. You know what I mean? Right. Right. So the AIs not only help you create and mint NFTs this week, it also made a logo for your little e-store. That's a fact, bro. You know what I'm talking about? That's a fact. Y'all should all come over to my Discord. I'm doing something before that this weekend is over. I'm doing one of the free masterclasses through the Discord. I might go live on YouTube, but remember, YouTube bugs out with the copyright shit. Like, I want to go to websites and play videos and do some things and whatnot. So I don't have a lot of that freedom on YouTube. And I promise you, I'm not trying to get a strike with these people. You know what I mean? I am not fucking around. I'm not giving them no reason to penalize the gods. So Discord, more than likely. If you're not a member of the Netaverse, please sign up to it. I'm going to have a link dropped in the chat right now. Sign up to the Discord because that's where a lot of shit goes down as well. Okay, people are saying this is not a balloon. Okay, is this, what is this? UFO? What are we looking at? What are we doing, huh? The niggas are saying it's the flat. What are we saying? So is three dead rappers going to get as much backlash and rage as the brother that got killed by the police? Or people don't care no more? I'm just asking for a friend. Are they going to make a big story about that? Or are they just going to let that shit fly because these niggas wasn't signed to, they wasn't owned by labels?
I've always loved building things. Not just structures and skyscrapers, but teams who make it all possible. After all, we
here's the link for the
Netaverse
Discord
without them. So
I welcome
we
all
sure
new members.
Like
come through, sign up.
Their futures.
Be a part of the network that has net worth. Indeed.
In regards to our announcement last night regarding the high-altitude surveillance balloon, I'm not going to have much new information to provide other than to say that the North American Aerospace Defense Command continues to monitor it closely. While we won't get into specifics in regards to the exact location, I can tell you that the balloon continues to move eastward and is currently over the center of the continental United States. Again, we currently assess that the balloon does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground at this time, and we'll continue to monitor and review options. We are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels. And in terms of specific locations, I'm not going to be able to go into specific locations again, other than to say it's moving eastward at this time.
So I said he got proof.
I've seen what loyalty can do for business. These people.
Yeah, so they out there playing a lot of games. You know, that don't even sound that like. The fact that it came from an army general, and it sounds super fugazi. He's like, yeah, they violated the international airspace, and we told somebody else about it. Like, nigga, what? Nigga, who? Is that not provocation for a war? I don't understand. Y'all just pick and choose who you want to be mad at? Because you can't just come into the airspace like that, right? Am I know there's some military on this line, some Jason Bournes out there and G.I. Josephs. Can you please, can I get a certification on that statement? Wait, can you text me some photos? Oh, right there. The Mark125th at Gmail. I would love to see those. I would love to see those. Yeah, send me that. Yeah, they're afraid to shoot a balloon down. Come on. It's given China owns America to a degree, so I wouldn't be surprised at anything that you see popping up heavy Chinese. Don't forget the fact that they own shit. Like, don't allow that to go over your head whenever they start this fake Chinese tension taking place and whatnot. Just don't let that right there get away from you. Always put that in front of your thinking cap. You know what I'm talking about? Don't forget that, because they're going to make you forget that part, you know. But yeah, it's called theater. A lot of that shit is theater. That's their biggest business partner, you know. Yeah, China owns all the damn ports, bro. Come on, man. Declaration of shit, crazy. Okay, you saw the green comet? It looked like a mini rainbow. The Chinese got a police station in New York. Ain't that some shit? Chiefs is winning if Eagles don't buy them out. Yeah, man. So we cooking up, you know, we cooking up. And it's looking good. It was a small second sun with a half rainbow attached to it. This was around sunset. The sun and the moon was also out. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. That is very interesting. A lot of shit going on. Keep your eyes to the skies. Keep your eyes to the skies. Definitely remain looking up. There's a lot of stuff going on in the skies, my friends. You feel me? Yes. You saw an upside down rainbow over the house. I promise you. Shit going down. Did y'all see the vagina in the sky? The yonam, excuse me, I'm sorry. Pardon me. It's late Friday, so I slip up. Did y'all see the yoni in Turkey? Or the turkey yoni is what they're calling it? Let me go and get the image, because that was just a lot right there for somebody that might not know what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness. I got to stop watching Red Pill after midnight. Thanksgiving. I got to show you, because you might think I'm out here bugging out like a nigga. I think Red Pill gets lonely after midnight on YouTube, guys. Make sure you watch out. Let me show you something. Boop, see that? That's what I was talking about. That was over Turkey. You dig? That was over Turkey. Is that upside down rose? Is that a big ass rose like them toys they be playing with? Or what is we looking at? I know this shit was like a whole... They go, you're playing in Nibiru. Whoever said that was Nibiru? Yeah, nigga. It's right there. All of the yoni steams came together and formed a cloud called the yoni cloud. That shit look I could just hear the narration as I moved through the yoni fog. I felt my vagina power increasing. Somebody needs it. Come on now. Go to ChatGPT and go get the go write the book on this right here. This is interesting. What a fucking time to be alive. You dig? Niggas got yoni clouds in Turkey out of all places. But yeah, that was the other day, you know? Shit is real. That was the other day, y'all. Yoni clouds. I don't know what excuse they made up for this, but can't say much. A disguised craft. Well, whoever's in that craft, they got a motherfucking sense of humor, I'll tell you that much. Whoever's in that craft is trolling the shit out of Earth. You know what I'm talking about? Them niggas is high as a kite. They smoking on some type of hashish and whatnot, pulling up like a big yoni and whatnot. Come on now. These niggas is jokesters. Yeah, man, that's what's going on in the sky. So keep looking up, you know what I mean? You might have a yoni over your head one day, and that's the portal that you should jump through if you can. Yeah, that's one hell of a craft. I don't know who's stepping off of them goddamn clouds, but I might, you know, I do have an idea. I do have an idea, baby. You know, They gotta have some Amazon stepping off of that damn coming beaming down from that cloud. They gonna have some Amazons, baby. The rose is stealing the eggs of black women. Talk about it. Shit, what they gonna do when they put AI in the rose? What they gonna do, y'all? Shit really about to get real. This about that's right around the corner, goddamn it. They gonna put the AI in the rose, bro. It's over now. Yeah, but I think we are coming up on an hour mark. I'm definitely about to call it a night. If you sign up to the Discord, then I'll see you one of these days, either tomorrow or Sunday. If you sign up to the Patreon, I'll see you every day. And if you are not signed up to any of that, sign up to the YouTube, and I'll see you on Melanin Monday, which is right around the corner. You dig? So we'll be able to tap in and keep up with all of the things that are keeping up. You dig? You feel me? That part. So with that being said, let's get up out of here. This commercial right here that I'll end this with, this is for the replay of Almighty Intelligence, which is also available on KTLUniversity.com. All right. The Almighty Intelligence was a lecture that we just did, harnessing the power of the human mind with artificial intelligence. This shit right here was fire. You know what I'm talking about? And that's available. So this is the commercial right here. Then we'll end it off with the facts. All right. And also the Patreon commercial. For all of my Patreons, love and light, y'all. We will see you soon. Peace. They will also have a set of practical tools incorporating artificial intelligence into their daily lives to improve. Hold on, my friend. Increase productivity. Don't hear nothing. Y'all hear anything? The upcoming lecture, Almighty Intelligence, Harnessing the Power of the Human Mind with Artificial Intelligence, will be a dynamic and informative session that will explore the incredible potential of the human mind and how it can be amplified through the use of artificial intelligence. During the lecture, attendees will learn about the latest research and advancements in artificial intelligence and how it can be used to enhance cognitive abilities, increase productivity, and improve decision making. We will also discuss the ethical considerations and potential challenges of integrating artificial intelligence into our daily lives. The lecture will be presented in a clear and engaging manner, using a combination of multimedia presentations, interactive activities, and real-world examples to illustrate key concepts. Attendees will have the opportunity to ask questions, share their own experiences, and participate in group discussions. The lecture will be suitable for anyone interested in the intersection of human intelligence and artificial intelligence, including professionals, students, and anyone interested in enhancing their cognitive abilities. At the end of the lecture, attendees will leave with a better understanding of the power of the human mind and how artificial intelligence can be used to enhance it. They will also have a set of practical tools and strategies for incorporating artificial intelligence into their daily lives to improve decision-making, increase productivity, and achieve their goals. This lecture is divided into four sections.
Introduction, overview of the topic and the main objectives of the lecture. Understanding artificial intelligence, explanation of the basics of artificial intelligence, its history and development, and its applications in various fields. The power of the human mind, discussion of the capabilities of the human mind, its limitations, and how artificial intelligence can be used to enhance it. Harnessing the power of AI, a set of practical tools and strategies for incorporating artificial intelligence into daily life to improve decision-making, increase productivity, and achieve goals. In addition, there will be a Q&A session where attendees can ask questions and share their own experiences.
Events, I'm a god to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in a drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo.
Okay. The food, the art, the clothes. We were just on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. Yeah. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. We gon' put this shit on our back. Found out the hacks, put it in the rap. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back. Hey, facts. We in your city, pull up where we at.
Started in Richmond, art in my district. Heart of the mystics, parted for biscuits. Father the isfits, martyr the misfits. God is my witness, God on my hit list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the richest. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, started my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park.
Acres on acres get lost in the dark. Be playing a part, be playing it smart. Facts, facts.
Okay. Yeah.
The food, the art, the clothes. We were this on the road. The Vatican getting exposed.
Yeah.
You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focused on the eco. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Thanks. Fuckin' we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, facts.
Found out the hacks, put it in any rap.
Facts, facts.
Fuckin' we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, facts.
We in your city, pull up where we at.
Facts, facts.
It's a movie.